If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to another episode of Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, new last name, Dr. Tara Harding. I recently got married, so no more Dr. Tara Brenner. I'm officially Dr. Tara Harding. I took some time off and away from the podcast. If you've noticed, maybe you didn't even notice, but we are back with some amazing content, and I'm so excited to talk about this topic. I literally see it every day in my clinic. It's something I've shifted how I treat in my practice, and it's something we need to talk about more often. Insulin resistance. There's some myths out there about it, and so I'm really just excited to dive in. We're going to do a couple episodes on it today, so let's dive in. The first thing I want to talk about is, what is it? What is insulin resistance? To put this short, it's a condition where your body cells, they just don't respond effectively to insulin. And insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas. And what that helps do is regulate your blood sugar levels. So as you eat and as you fast and things like that. And in the case of insulin resistance, they're sluggish and they're not working well. In a normal scenario, insulin helps assist those cells to absorb and take in glucose, aka sugar. And then that the body uses that for energy. When we have insulin resistance, they struggle. They struggle to take in the glucose appropriately. And then we have these higher blood sugar levels. And when we have high blood sugar levels, we have inflammation, hormone imbalance, all sorts of things that happen. So this does not mean you have diabetes. This does not mean you have PCOS. Let's talk about how it differs from diabetes. So insulin resistance can be a precursor, though, to type 2. And if you do not take care of the issue at hand, things just will get worse. And it's setting you up for the chance of type 2 diabetes. But in itself, having insulin resistance does not mean you have diabetes. The key difference is that people with insulin resistance can still produce enough insulin to help keep that blood sugar in check. It's just less effective and not working like it should. When you have diabetes, type 2, we'll talk about in this case, it's a very pronounced form of insulin resistance. And then it's paired with a decline in that insulin production and a cascade of other symptoms happening. So it also doesn't mean that you have PCOS. So in polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a hormonal disorder, many do have insulin resistance, but having insulin resistance in itself does not mean you have PCOS. There is insulin-resistant PCOS, and it's very common, but it's just one of several components of PCOS. It does not give you that automatic diagnosis of PCOS. So I want to dive in and give you guys some tips for managing insulin resistance. And if you know me, you know I'm very into an individualized plan. We are all not the same individuals. We all have different schedules, different things, different. Maybe we've tried things already. Many of you who come to me or who are listening to this have tried so many things already. I love to use the example. I have several women and I love my CrossFit family. They're avid CrossFitters. They are eating so clean, squeaky clean. I got nothing to even change when I'm talking to them. They're doing the movements. They're doing all the right things and they're not dropping a single pound. We're stuck at 200 pounds. And so there's things that we need to consider. It's not all just lifestyle. This is where I think a lot of providers go wrong and they're like, just lose weight. Well, it's a little hard to lose weight when you have insulin resistance going against you. There's things that need to be done. So
If you're not already, of course, we want to look at your nutrition. We want to eliminate the processed foods. We want to make sure you're getting protein, 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 every meal, every snack. We want to maybe try, if you are fasting, stop fasting and try eating every 3 to 4 hours and switching that up. I want to get you walking, 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 walking. Shout out, one of my favorite new accounts that I've been talking about in my practice a lot is called the Glucose Goddess. Her social media is beautiful, for starters, like jealous of that. But lots of data and research that she has specifically on insulin resistance, I think you guys will find interesting as well. But what she says is that immediate movement within an hour or so after eating, and then fiber or protein in your mouth first. So I joke, but it's hard when you're eating a sandwich to do that. That's the exception. But if you have a plate of food, you're really going to change how you take that in. So always taking a bite or two of your fiber and protein first and then moving on to the rest of your plate. Movement, movement, walking. I tell my patients all the time, I just need you walking if we're not doing that, getting those steps in. I talk about a walking pad a lot. I have a walking pad myself. And when I am doing a lot of sitting, I will jump on that walking pad to do some work if I can. We need to manage cortisol. Cortisol is stress. Stress is cortisol. There's a lot of different ways to do that, but having your levels checked. And when I do that, I use a Dutch hormone test only, or I talk to my patients and I'm able to diagnose if they have high cortisol levels. Their sleep's messed up. Maybe mood is impaired. We have headaches, inflammation, body aches, dry pain, things like that. If you have PCOS and you have elevated cortisol and elevated insulin levels, we have some work to do. That in itself is enough to cause a lot of the symptoms that you're having. But we really need to look at things like rule out, do you have PCOS? Get you the diagnosis of that or not. But really just work on dropping those cortisol levels. Some other tips that I want you to think about too, we talked about fiber, but healthy fat, making sure you're getting good, healthy fat, fiber, protein in. Really watching those sugars, holiday season, awful time to talk about that. If in my practice, I talk about 80-20. So the holidays are off limit. You get to enjoy all of the things. When the holidays is over or your meal with your family is over, the next day you move back into following these things. Stay hydrated. Get sleep. If you're not sleeping, work with a provider to figure out why. Sleep is a huge, huge, huge issue for insulin resistance. Even if you're waking, maybe you can fall asleep, but you're waking up a lot in the middle of the night. That's a huge, huge issue. And then finding a provider to look into these symptoms. Find a second provider, third provider, fourth provider. Keep looking until you find a provider who will figure out if you have it, because the levels I use to treat insulin resistance are probably different than somebody else. I pair your levels and your lab levels with how you're feeling. I mean, really just look at you as a whole. So we want to look at your insulin levels, fasting blood glucose levels. Look at your androgen or your male hormone levels and really look at all of that together. Do a Dutch hormone test. See how you're feeling. What are those levels looking like? They'll tell us if you have insulin resistance too. So again, if you're not feeling well, you're worried about insulin resistance, have it checked out. We're going to continue this conversation next week. So make sure to check back. Hit subscribe on the YouTube channel. Hit subscribe on your favorite podcast station as well. Thank you so much for listening to Hopeful Hits. See you next week.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.